You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, an evidential medium here to support you through grief and loss. If you've been talking to someone you've lost, hoping that they can hear you, this space is for you. On this show, I'll do live readings with real messages from loved ones in spirit, filled with the kind of comfort and connection that we all need. And I do offer private readings worldwide, and you can find out more at my website, yourmedium.ca. So stay with me and let's open the door to connection together. So one of the common questions I get asked before I, when I'm doing a reading is whether I really remember what was given during the session. And the short answer is no. And a couple different reasons for that. I can't remember what I ordered off of Amazon yesterday. And a lot of the times the information that we're getting through doesn't make sense to me. It's a bit cryptic, or it, just doesn't stick. And the reason is that when mediums are working, we give what we get. We do not try to do an interpretation of it. We try to give it as plainly as we can, because spirit may be showing us in a way that we can recognize, but that's not what the individual who's getting the reading would recognize. So we have to kind of make sure that we're not rolling it through our brains first. So that's one of the questions that I get. And I thought I'd just toss that out there before we take our caller here. And we have Jeannie in Dublin, Ohio. Jeannie, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to have you on the call. So is there something specific that brings you here to me?
I just wanted to know if you could do like a general reading, like what you feel about anything about me.
Okay. So I usually work with people in spirit that are close to you. And I do feel a man and a woman moving forward that want to take this call with me. Now, they feel that they are quite close because they're coming in arm to arm in arm. And they're coming in with flowers for you. Do you have a couple that passed that were quite close? And it feels like they left when they're very elderly.
No, not that I can think of.
Interesting. I wonder who these folks are. Grandparents?
Yeah, my grandpa's always came to me since I was little.
Okay. He's got a lady there with him. So I don't know if we know who that one is, but they're both there.
My grandma passed, but she passed. It could be my sister. My sister passed 6 years ago. She was 49 when she passed.
No, it feels like this is an elderly lady as well. It's interesting.
Maybe it was his wife.
Yeah.
Could have been my grandma.
Yeah. They're holding flowers. They're holding tulips for you.
Tulips.
Okay. Well, let's ask them what they want to tell you today.
Okay.
It's interesting because, Jeannie, it feels like there's some frustration around you.
Yeah.
Because it was your grandfather. He's just like, oh, like there's something that feels stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
A situation.
My life lately,
And it's just not moving forward for you. And it's it feels like there's someone standing in the way of this, though, that somebody doesn't want to change or do something differently.
Yeah, I get that. It's my sister.
Okay, because it's the sense that this is the way we've always done it, so this is the way we'll continue to do it. This person does not like change.
Yeah.
And you're more of a let's get up and go and let's have some, it's like have some fun or have some adventure.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius or the life of the party.
Yeah, and it just feels like you need something new and different in your life.
Yes.
Now,
do you see any surgeries coming?
They're not giving me anything on that.
Okay.
There is or isn't. What they want to impress upon you today is to live your own life.
Okay.
It feels like there's a move. Like that's what they're really getting at. There's like a change in location for you. Are you also planning a move?
Well, I just had one unexpectedly in my townhome. They found mold all in my townhome, and I had to move across the street for a month and a half. Now I just moved back to my house.
Oh boy! So you've been moving around a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're talking about this move also being, I'm hearing done and dusted. So it's like you're finally going to be able to kind of go, okay, oh, this is done, this is good. But there's a lot of change coming around you, Jeannie. There's quite a bit. It's like you're going to get settled, but there's newness around. Wow. Okay. They keep on throwing interesting things at me because there's a great interest in metaphysical. It's just, I heard that word.
What was it?
Metaphysical.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like, you know, the desire to look into things that, you know, is a little bit off the beaten path, mediumship, psychic. I hear cards, tarot, ruins, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be more focus put on that, more interest. There's also something around work or money that's changing as well. Because it does feel like there's, now here's the weird one, because I'm hearing that there was a bit of instability around that.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to smooth out.
Oh, nice.
Now, they're also talking to you. Oh, he's a wealth of information. Was your grandfather chatty in when he was alive? Because he's very chatty right now. He's got lots to say to you. He wants to get it all through.
Yes, he was.
Lovely man. The energy that I'm getting from him is just that there's a warmth.
Yes, very.
And he's very interested in your well-being. He's saying to me, he's vested in this with you because he understands your frustration. There's been problems with your health and your home. And money and everything is just it's frustrating, but you want to kind of get on with it.
I feel like I'm drowning.
And yes, and have some adventure. But he's saying, now with your health, there are a little bit of concerns around that, but he's being very clear to you he's saying, listen to your doctor. It's almost like they're giving you advice that you're not quite sure you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's reminding you to be logical and grounded, but at the same time, to explore what you can't see, right? You know, and we're talking with spirit and things like that to pick up that interest, because it feels like something you've picked up and put down and picked up and put down in life.
Yes. All my life, I've spoken to the people who have passed.
Yeah. And he says, you have a great connection with that. He says, pick that up again, because it feels like him being here and this lady that's coming in, they do want you to be able to communicate, because you have that ability and that sense that when they come in, they can actually give you the guidance on how to wrap around some of these little things that are going on in your world.
Yeah.
And he really wants to be a part of that. Now, do you do tarot cards?
I don't do tarot cards, but I read people well and I see things, you know. I have a lot of deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see things. And I've always spoke with, you know, the dead.
Because it feels like there'd be an interest in tarot. And not like the kind, you know, where you have the meanings that come from the book, you know, like reading based on your intuition and your connection.
Yeah. Yes.
Which
psychics
is.
Psychics run in my family. Like a lot of my family members have the third eye.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels like this could be an interesting thing for you to pick up and start to work with. And there's, once you do that, it's going to be like, oh, well, what about this? And what about that? Because you have that sense. And what he's also trying to say to you, Jeannie, is that when you're going through some of these problems, make sure that you call him in, because he's like, I can whisper to you.
Okay.
You know, like we, as people, we seem to think that dead people are on this pedestal and they don't want to, you know, constantly give advice. But the truth is, they love to help. So, right? As you're going through this, don't think that, well, Grandpa will be mad if I keep asking him questions. No, he won't. He's saying, I love to chat when I was there. I love to chat and I want to help you.
Awesome.
Yeah, so keep that in your back pocket as this all this is going on, because it feels like there's still some boxes around you that are you know, sitting and waiting to be unpacked. And it's like, you will be able to unfold and you'll be able to kind of exhale. But make sure you start to work with this ability, because it feels like this is going to be paramount in your years to come.
Okay. Do you see me staying where I'm at for a while?
It feels like a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see any money coming my way?
I see you're going to be fine. It's a little tight, but things will smooth out for you.
Okay.
Put it out to your grandfather and the people in spirit what you need and want. And ask them to help to the highest and best. And just trust.
Okay.
Just trust. You'll be okay. Things will be all right, Jeannie.
Do you see me moving closer to my mom?
Eventually, yes.
Okay. Do you think be okay?
She's got a little bit of health trouble, but she's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. May I leave them with you?
What do you say?
So may I leave them with you? I'm running out of time, Jeannie. I'd love to stay and chat, but I've got to go.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful evening and take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. Well, thank you everyone for stopping by. Just remember that those you love are never far away. Even in those quiet moments, you can reach out and say hi to them and ask them for their help. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Take care.